From the Enjoy album, 1986 is when they came out, Days Are Blood from Descendants. Before that, went to The Clash's final album, Cut the Crap, for Three Card Trick. What's Not Was gave you I Feel Better Than James Brown off of Are You Okay? Fetus, 1981. The Def album from Fetus came out. Flashback, the name of the track. And I started the entire set out with the Smiths. The Smiths with Rush Home Ruffians, or Ruffians, depending on how you want to say that word, off of Meat Is Murder. That was a fountain pen mock for you. Today is National Fountain Pen Day. I did decide to like look up some things and find out what I can find out about National Fountain Pen Day. And all I can say is that the first Fountain Pen Day was celebrated on November 2nd of 2012. So that was obviously the first Friday. Beyond that, I didn't say why it was even celebrated. So anyway, doesn't matter. It's a national day. You still get mail. You don't get the day off. You just get to listen to Viva La Mock. You know what? And if you don't want to listen to Viva La Mock, guess what? There's other shows we have. Like today, this afternoon, I was out in my car driving around. I'm like, oh, Zombo's on. He takes what I do with the mock, and then he expands it to like a three-hour show. This week, it was Monsters. So he's playing all bunch of songs with Monster in the title. Yeah, what happens is Zombo will get in your brain. Only on Fridays, though. That's good. He's like that worm that gets in your brain, but he leaves. And then he comes back, and then he leaves, and he comes back. So it's still not very good for you, but it is good for you. It's a Pittsburgh institution. Well, that should be in a Pittsburgh institution. Yeah, that's what Zombo, that sums him up. He's a Pittsburgh institution that should be locked away in a Pittsburgh institution. Anyway, get Zombo in your brain every Friday from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. right here in WRCT. And don't forget, every Thursday you can join your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, for 2.5 hours of rock and roll, country, and soul. But what he does is he focuses on new music by classic artists. Right? New music, classic artist, Courts in Session. And let me tell you a good story. You listened to the show last night, and he's like, oh, the Moxer's not going to be on the air tomorrow. Why is the Moxer not going to be on the air tomorrow? This was last night, so I'm on the air right now, just so you're aware. It's Anatomy of the Ear. Yes, Mr. Dementia, Anatomy of the Ear is next week. So the Moxer will not be on next week for Anatomy of the Ear. Now, if you're saying, what is Anatomy of the Ear? Well, again, I'm talking about those worms that go in your brain. I think that's the entrance that the worm went into the rockin' attorney's brain. He went through the ear canal. Because Anatomy of the Ear is an annual event where WRCT DJs, they take over the airwaves by playing hour-long sets of their favorite genres. And when I say genres, we go deep into the subgenre you've never heard of. It happens all weekend. Starts next Friday the 14th at 11 a.m. and takes you all the way through Sunday into, I believe, Monday morning. So that's Anatomy of the Ear next week. So that means the Moxer will not be on the air next week. Getting a night off to hang out with whomever he hangs out with. I don't even know. But for my rockin' attorney, I found this song because the number one song back in 1987 was a hit by Tiffany. So I'm not going to play that song. Why am I going to play that song? I'm just not playing Tiffany's version. I'm playing the Rubinews version of said song. So I think we're alone now. It's the Viva La Mock radio program wrapping up a show.
Children behave. That's what they say when we're together. And watch how you play. They don't understand. And so we're running just as fast as we can. Holding on to one another's hand. Trying to get away into the night. And then you put your arms around me and we tumble to the ground. And then you say, doesn't seem to be anyone around.
Hills called in and said, "Hey, Mockster, you're doing that that fountain pen mock. Could you play a song about the pen?" I'm like, "You got the wrong pen, dude." But of course, it was a good song, so I have to play it. Oh, I think his tongue was firmly in cheek. Yes. Happy to play some Johnny Cash, Folsom Prison Blues to wrap up that set. The Reuben News gave us their version of I Think We're Alone Now, wrapping up a show we like to call Viva La Mock. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Paul. I'm the Moxster. Before we go, I want to remind you a couple things. I got to ask you while you're there. What kind of friend are you? Are you a work friend? Are you the kind of friend that hangs out on weekends? Do you chill out, watch TV type of friend? Do you Netflix and binge? I don't even know what that one is. Never mind. Let me move on. Are you a friend that shows up on moving day? Oh, do you Netflix and chill? That's what it is. I don't know. I don't know what I'm saying anymore. Maybe I'm wrong with that. Anyway, I want to know if you're the kind of friend who's there for someone dealing with a mental illness. That's what I want to know, because you should be there for them, because your support will give them a much greater chance of recovery. Mental illness, what a difference a friend makes. For more information on how to support someone dealing with a mental illness, go to whatadifference.org, brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services and, of course, your good friends here at WRCT. Again, thank you for listening to my program. I call it Viva La Mock. My name is Paul. I call myself the Moxster. Comes to you live each and every Friday night from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. And then randomly other times, we call those encore shows. This show was recorded live Friday, November 7th, 2025. Again, thanks for listening.
session. The defender of the faith. The defender of the gates. Your host, Eric Jackson Lurie.
You're listening to WRCT 88.3 FM, streaming online at WRCT.org. I'm your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, and this is Courts in Session, heard here every Thursday night from 8 to 10:30. Rock and roll, country, and soul is coming your way tonight, and we're gonna have a terrific time. The first hour of tonight's show is brought to you by our friends at RemasteredMedia.com. RemasterMedia.com is an online tool that can reprocess and optimize audio sound for internet and broadcast settings for both professional and personal use. They offer tools that can add depth, clarity, and stereo imaging to audio and video, as well as noise reduction features to eliminate buzz and hiss from remote or phone recordings. For more information on how to reprocess audio or video, well, you can go to RemasterMedia.com. RemasterMedia.com, our sponsor for the first hour of tonight's show. So we've got a bunch of great music coming your way tonight. New music tonight from local Pittsburgh band, the Borstal Boys. And new music coming up this first hour from Cheap Trick. Want to keep it right here on WRCT 88.3 FM. Let's go back to the early 90s for the kings of the new wave of British heavy metal. This is Saxon, Forever Free, WRCT 88.3 FM.
Stevie Guitar Miller in a very deep voice, and I said, yes, sir, brother sheriff, that's your wife on the back of my horse. I'm a gangster.
This is new from the Borstal Boys, Pittsburgh Rock and Roll. Chip away at the stone.
Wow.
Slip Away, cover of the Aerosmith great tune. Pittsburgh Rock and Roll, that's what that is, right here on WRCT. I'm the rocking attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie. Want to get a song on the radio? Well, the phone lines are open, 412-268-9728, 412-268-WRCT. You know, are you over your head in debt? You know, every year millions of Americans find themselves with serious money problems. The National Foundation for Credit Counseling wants you to know there is help available. The NFCC is a network of accredited nonprofit community-based agencies offering free and low-cost budgeting and money management services. You can call 1-800-388-2227. Let's do that again. 1-800-388-2227 to find an NFCC agency near you, or you can visit nfcc.org. A public service message from the National Foundation for Credit Counseling. So we kicked off the show tonight with Saxon, going back to 1993. Title track from the Forever Free album. Request going out to Tony and Blonix. Some live Steve Miller with Gangster of Love, going all the way back to 1981. And the latest from X, their reunion album, Smoke and Fiction. The track was called Ruby Church. So November 14th is around the corner. EJL is excited because it's the release of the new Rolling Stones extended remastered version of their 1976 classic, Black and Blue. And that includes new songs. New songs that we've been playing right here on WRCT, like this next one. World's Greatest Rock and Roll Band, Shame, Shame, Shame.
receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. He sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself.
For many military veteran caregivers, their caregiving journey starts earlier in life and lasts longer. Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
I see you finally got a new helmet.
I did. Bought it cheap online. Follow me. We'll turn off here.
I'm right behind you.
Watch the cars. They can be crazy.
Patty, no! Are you okay? Somebody do something!
Was this young man hit by a car?
Yes, and his helmet is smashed.
It's a brand new helmet.
It's probably a fake.
Fakes cause real harm. You're smart. Buy smart. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office.
Applebee's, it's so good. Applebee's. Applebee's, it's so good. Applebee's. Everybody in the band agrees we like Applebee's.
Applebee's.
a Matter of Pride album. That's the Outlaws. Henry Paul still at it. They're going to be at the Palace Theater Saturday, November 22nd, and I am going to be there. It's going to be a great show. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. This is Courts in Session, heard here every Thursday night from 8 to 10:30. Rock and roll, country, and soul is what we're doing. And the requests are coming in. Got a song you want to play? Got a song you want everyone to hear? Well, 412-268-9728 is the number. So with Goodwill, when you donate your stuff, you help create jobs. How? Well, when you donate to Goodwill, they sell your stuff to help fund job placement and training for people in your community. So by teaming up and donating to your local Goodwill, you'll help create jobs. To find your nearest donation center, check out goodwill.org. Goodwill, donate stuff, create jobs. So how many of you last Sunday night were with me in the crowd to see Pat Benatar with her husband, Neil Girardo, opening for Bryan Adams at the console? I'll tell you what, if anyone who says that rock and roll is in a bad place, Sunday night, that arena was packed. Terrific show. And first time ever seeing Bryan Adams, and I got to tell you what, lifelong fan, but left the arena thinking, wow, I never realized what a terrific songwriter Bryan Adams is, because just about every single song he played, I knew and could sing along to. So in a little bit later in the show, we're going to play some Pat Benatar followed by some Bryan Adams. But talking about what a great songwriter Bryan Adams is, this next song I'm going to play was one of his very first singles that didn't do much in America. But a monster British band covered it and had a huge hit all over Europe.